Welcome back to Augury of Myself. I'm your host of the Speech Impediments, Anthony Lucero, and the co-host that looks a lot like me,
John Lucero.
And join us as we like most.
Movies.
On today's episode, we're going to play one of our favorite games. This episode's game is going to be
Badly Explained Movie Plots.
That was a rough intro.
Yeah, someone can't read his own script.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. We're not redoing it, though, because I don't feel like doing that.
Nope.
It makes us flesh. It makes us real.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead. Okay.
So, we're playing a game today. And to drop a little knowledge on you guys, me and John have played this game before. It's a game we do all the time. We play it. I won, actually. We do it and when we're waiting in line for something, like at the airport, theme park lines, Black Friday lines. We do that all the time. Well, the game is that we're going to basically explain a movie plot very poorly, and then they have to guess what movie it is. It's very simple. It's very basic, but me and John will love playing this game.
Yeah.
Alright, so just to give you guys some rules real quick, like I said, it's a very basic game. Me and John are going to start explaining a movie that everyone has to guess it. If everyone guesses it right, they get a point. And whoever has the most points at the end wins.
Yep.
That's the whole game. And so, would you like to start, John, or would you like me to start?
You can start. By the way, I suck at this game.
Oh, yeah. John's the best. John's not that good.
Like at the airport one time, we did about 20 of these, and I got like 3 correct.
Yeah, basically.
With a lot of help.
Yeah, because we can help each other as much as we want until they can get it correct or until they give up. So we're planning on doing 10 rounds. We may do more. We may do less. We're not for sure yet. We'll decide that as we go on.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with me. My first movie, here's my plot. There's a man with his wife and his child. The man has an alcohol issue. And so he decides that it's a good idea for him and his family to go out of town, I guess you would say. And he's watching a property. He's watching somebody's property during the winter time. So he took his son and his wife over there, and they soon find out that the property's haunted. And it the property possesses the dad and kills him at the end.
What the heck? Is it live action?
Yes, it is live action. And if you need me to explain the plot photo, I can.
Is it like serious?
The movie?
Yeah, is it like a serious horror movie? Or is it like a funny black comedy horror movie?
It's a serious movie.
So it's a guy who moves in with his wife and kid. Oh. What's it called? Sinister.
No.
Dang. I thought I got it for a second.
Keep in mind, I said property. So it may not necessarily be a house.
I don't know why I was about to say that movie.
Say it. There's no bad answers.
It is a bad answer.
Say it. I want to hear it.
Quiet, please.
You want the all bad answers.
Because he said property, so I thought that for some reason. Okay, can you explain a little bit more?
Okay, let me take a sip of my drink. Okay, so this man has an alcohol issue, like I said, but he's had issues in the past with serious alcohol to the point that he broke his son's arm. And so he gets away with his family, and he is watching over someone's property. So it's not his property. He's watching someone else's property. And throughout the movie, crazy, unexplainable things happen. And the wife has to push him down a staircase at one point. Not sure that gives away anything. And there's a very iconic scene in it that we quote a lot. And at the end, it ends with the dad freezing to death.
The Shining.
Yes.
That was. If you doing that sit that last part, then
I didn't think that would give it away for you.
Yeah, that was a hard one. That was a good one.
Yeah. I'll give it to you since you didn't give up.
Like, that one's hard because, like, the property, I don't know much about the movie. I didn't even know he was watching over the house, the hotel.
Yeah, it's not his hotel.
Well, I didn't know he was watching over it.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I don't know very much about the movie, so.
It's all good. Okay, you're attending to me.
Okay. There's this. I mean, how do you think? I haven't seen this movie in a while. There's this man. Right.
Okay, while you think about that, hon, I'm going to explain something to our audience.
Okay.
So, you guys, obviously, you can play along with us. If you want to try to guess the movie, go for it. It'll make it more fun. And so, what we did beforehand is that we list a whole bunch of movies we want to do, but we did not, like, plan out what we're going to say. So, we're making this up as we go. Like, we know what movies we want to do, but we don't know what we're going to say yet until we actually do it.
Okay. So this man that has parent issues decides it would be a good idea to, like, judge everybody and to see if they are worthy of being on the streets and stuff. And he meets this psychotic guy that basically turns anybody bad, a good to bad.
Matrix? And
no. He's very psychotic. He destroyed buildings, killed mayors and stuff. And the main guy, his goal is to defeat him. But he loses tons of people in the process.
Oh my gosh.
His voice is very scratchy.
Is it Dread?
No. Do you want me to tell you what kind of building the bad guy destroys? Because it might help you.
Yeah, go for it.
A hospital.
Is this a superhero movie?
Correct.
Oh, The Dark Knight.
There you go. That was a good one.
That was good. Honestly, I think the hospital gave it away.
Yeah, I figured it would.
Okay. So, here's my next movie. This girl, she has a lot of trauma because her mom passed away a year ago at the beginning of this movie. And throughout this movie, kids start, like, going missing. No, they start dying. They start getting killed. And she is a main target of it, but she doesn't know why. Fast forward a bit, after her best friend gets murdered, she finds the killer. The killers.
Scream.
Frick, I didn't think we were going to get that so fast.
Dude, those are what I got because you said killers. And that's the only franchise I can think of with multiple killers in a movie. Which one was the fourth one?
You might finish, but I was going to say She finds out the motive was because her mom.
Oh, the third one. Dad.
No.
What?
The first one.
Oh.
Billy tried to kill Cindy. Not Billy. What his name was. Tried to kill Cindy because her mom slept with his dad, which caused his mom to leave.
Oh.
I don't know about the film. Like, basically said she was an innocent woman. She wasn't sleeping around, I think. I don't know. I try to block the one out of my mind.
Yeah, no. Okay. So mine is an animal. This might get too much, actually. The animal is like really dumb. It says dumb things, but he really means well. And he finds he's adopted, and he finds his real family. And then he has to end up choosing between his adoptive parent and the people he grew up with, or the people, or his actual family. But in the process of this movie happening, there's this bad guy that is taking people away. And at the end, the animal gives his life to save everyone. And then comes back to life because he fights the bad guy.
Oh, is it Kung Fu Panda?
Fully? Which one? Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I would not get that if you wouldn't have said he comes back to life.
Yeah.
That was good. I was really confused. I was like, what the heck is this movie?
That's how I feel like with you sometimes.
All right. So, me now. Okay. There's this man. And he just can't keep a job. He just keeps losing his job, you know? He's down on his luck.
Birdman.
No. And so, he decides
Incredibles.
To... No.
Okay.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
He decides to open up a new business, which doesn't do well. So he decides to do open up a new business with entertainment. And it does well, but he gets a bunch of crap for it.
Oh. Greatest Show. Greatest
Crap! Show. I was gonna say Sideshow, but I don't want to give that. I thought that would give it away immediately. I'm usually okay. So much better at this game.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, go.
So this boy decides to. So he has a passion for something. I'm not gonna say what it is because it gives it away. But his whole family doesn't believe it's a good idea. Because you won't be able to make a living or anything. Then the boy dies. Then he goes
Coco.
Dang, I screwed myself with that one. That was right.
Dang. Okay. That was good, but I hooked onto it real fast.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one. Okay. This may be really easy, or be really hard. I'm not sure. Okay. So, these two best friends, they go on an annual trip together. And they have, like, the time of their lives, I guess you can say. And they do all the normal cowboy stuff. But they only get to do this trip once a year for reasons I would not mention because it would spoil the movie. That's why I would give it away. And so...
Toy Story 2.
No. Okay. And at the end of the movie, they tell each other that they can't meet up with each other from now on because it's just not good for their families. And that's just... If you need more hints, I'll tell you, but... Anything else would give it away.
Is it animated?
No.
It's live action?
Yes.
What the...
You know the movie, because you were talking about this movie the other day and how much you think it's great.
Two guys chilling up to 5 feet apart because they're not gay. Give me another hint.
Okay. Do you want a story hint or do you want a hint for the movie?
Hint for the movie.
Okay.
So, well, what do you think would be better?
If I give anything else to the story, it's going to give the movie away. So I'm just going to give you hints about the movie.
Okay. The movie.
This movie is a big Oscar film.
And when did the movie come out?
2000. Hey, don't Google it if you want. I'll give you the date.
I'm not.
Okay. So it's going to be somewhere around 2002 to 2007.
Give me the actual year, bro.
Okay, let me make sure I get the year right. But I'm pretty sure it's...
And I was talking about this movie the other day?
Yeah, 2005. It came out 2005.
What the... 2005 movie. Live action. Gosh.
I can tell you what it was nominated for at the Oscars, so that would help you. We'll just pull it up. Okay. It was nominated in total for 8 Oscars and 1 for you. The one it won was Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Original Score. It was nominated for Best Picture, Best Actor in a Leading Role, Best Supporting Actor in a Leading Role, Best Actress in a Supporting Role, and Best Cinematography.
What the heck?
I won't say any of the actors' names because it would give it away immediately as well.
It will?
It will.
live action, 2 best friends. Did he win? Did the person win Best Director?
Yes, the person who was nominated for Best Director didn't win. He was also the first Asian to win the Best Director.
Not the dumb movie. I don't know why I was even thinking about that. Is it a comedy?
Nope.
Is it an action?
Nope.
Romance?
Of sorts, yes.
Did you say cowboy earlier? I think you said cowboy. Cowboy. Romance. Brokeback Mountain.
Yes. Why did it take you so long? I thought, as I said, it's going to be super easy or super hard.
Okay. That was hard.
All right. The reason why I didn't want to say any actor's name because Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger would have given it away.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My next one is this. Grown man is all alone.
Night before Christmas.
No. And the people absolutely don't like this guy. Like, at all. Except for one person. Because this person just wants to know why don't people like him. But everybody blows this person off because, like, why would you want to know this person? He's just a bad person. And he... is a bad person, but later in the movie, he does have a soft spot. This bad person does. He ends up helping the entire city, and the city ends up loving him at the end.
Oh, Mega Man.
No. That's a good one, though.
You basically described the part of Mega Man.
I really did.
Okay. Is it animated?
No.
It's live action?
It is.
Can you say that again?
The entire thing?
Yes. It was like 10 seconds. Oh, calm down.
This man is not very loved by the city. People think he's a bad guy, but everybody doesn't like him. This person doesn't believe why people don't like him. And then she goes and tries to, like, find more about him. And he is
the Grinch.
Yes.
I had that one down too.
You did?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do it for obvious reasons.
All right. You're up.
Hold on, give me a second. I'm doing something. Dude, talk to the audience for a second.
All right. I want to talk about Wonder Woman real quick. Because it has one of my most underrated actors ever. And he's starting to become one of my favorite actors. One of them, next to Jake Gyllenhaal, Tom Hardy, is Pedro Pascal. Some of you might know him as the Mandalorian. He's also in the Wonder Woman movie as the bad guy. Well, I don't know if he's the bad guy or not, because Cheetah's also in it. And he's in Kingsman, The Great Wall, and he's in the new, like, kind of like Sharp Boy and Lava Girl sequel. Not really.
It's in the same universe. I know that.
Oh yeah, I seen the trailer. It is in the same universe. But yeah, he's a good actor.
He is. He's really good. He's really underrated.
Yes, so is that one black lady. Okay, we're not talking about that.
Oh, what was it, mean, Dawson?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, it's not about the sign. Us being sidetracked. Let's get back to the game. So, our next round, which is going to be our final round before we go to a short break. Shall I start?
John? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Sorry, Reed just texted me.
About what?
If I can come in early.
Okay, we're not going to take a break after all then.
Hey, no, it's at that 5, so we're fine.
Oh, okay, never mind. We are going to take a break still. Then.
Right, okay, you can start off with your next movie.
Okay. This is going to be a super tough one, John.
Okay.
So, these three guys, they go to this old man's house to get the good kush. And at this, huh?
Not continue.
Okay. Actually, this may be super easy. And at this guy's house, the old man's weird. He's kind of like scary, sketchy, you know?
Oh, into the hood?
No.
What's it called? The hood? Into Tales of the Hood?
Close.
What's it called?
Tales from the Hood.
Tales from the Hood.
Dang it. That's such a good movie. Go watch it.
It really is. It's so good. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. It's a thing. It's not a person or animal.
What does that mean?
Exactly. These tons of these things are, we don't know how they work. We don't know anything about them, but all we know is that basically any job you can think of, they are. And a lot of them like to race. And they, like, it's weird. And they like to race, and one of them likes to race a lot, and then he ends up getting lost while he was traveling and comes up to this place of more of these things, and he ends up, he wants to leave, but he's in trouble. He got in trouble with the town because he did something. And so he used to stay, and he ends up...
Oh, it's Cause.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, what the heck are you even talking about? Okay. So, we're going to go on a short break. We'll be back soon, so don't go... Welcome back to Argue Myself. We are currently playing Badly Explained Plots. Me and John right now are tied 5-5. And I think we're just going to get right back onto it. You ready, John?
Yes.
Okay. I think we should switch it up. I think you should go first this time, and then I go second.
All right, that works.
Okay, go ahead, John.
This movie, I can't tell you if it's live action or animated.
Okay.
Well, because it kind of gives it away.
Okay.
Okay. So this movie takes place about this group. And they basically solve mysteries, you could say.
Is it Scooby-Doo?
Which one? You got one guess.
Oh, no, that sucks. Keep going with the plot then.
Okay. And they basically accomplished everything. But they made this cool place for them and stuff. But then they were attacked by real monsters.
The second one.
False. The first one.
Dang it.
No, I'm just playing. It's the second one.
Okay, I was gonna say, oh. Those are so good movies.
Yeah, they are.
I don't want to be the only thing, but I love them. Okay. My turn to do you, Johnny. So, we meet this girl in my movie, and she has daddy. I don't want to say daddy issues, but she really loves her dad a lot. And so, her dad gets himself in a sticky situation, and she has to save him. And then she meets this guy with this genetic issue. I want to call it a genetic issue, but he's really ugly. He's ugly. And she's really mean to him because he's ugly. But then throughout the movie, she realizes it's what's on the inside that counts. And they have a happy ever after.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, wow. You got that real fast.
That's just a good guess. I just guessed it. I don't even know how I got that one. I was even listening to you.
Oh, thanks, John.
All I heard was that he was a different genetic-ish. I was like, okay. If it's not Beauty and the Beast, I'm going to have to give up. Okay, I got a hard one coming up.
Okay, go. Shoot.
This black man.
Hold on. You're watching thing. Speak again.
This black man.
Okay.
He lost his father when he was young in doing this thing. I won't say what thing. And so he feels like he needs to be honorable and do the same thing his dad did. And he gets trained by...
Mulan.
No. He gets trained... You say Mulan?
Yeah.
I said a black guy.
Oh, my bad.
So he gets trained by this guy who was friends with his dad. And he ends up finding the guy who killed his dad.
The Princess Bride.
No, but he ends up getting hurt by the guy's dad's son.
And so is this Karate Kid? No, he's not black.
So it's just back and forth, and then the at the end, the black guy wins.
Oh, Black Panther.
No, and then he ends up winning respect. And he feels good because he basically felt like he got his dad justice.
Creed?
Which one?
The first one.
The second one.
You've seen the second one?
Yes, I've watched it twice.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So, do you want to count that as a right or you want to count that as a wrong?
I give myself half a point on that one.
Okay, I guess.
Okay, your turn.
Okay.
Oh, my turn, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is Go. Who? Wait, how many have we done? We've done six, right? Six each, or I've done six and you've done seven so far?
No, we've both done seven. This is your eighth one. You have to cut the Grinch out, remember?
I did. I thought we've only done six and you've done seven.
No, I did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're on the eighth one right now.
No, I'm doing my seventh one now.
No, because...
John, we switched. It's your first now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Okay. Go ahead.
So on the, we're still on the seventh one.
Yes.
So this is Girl. She's about to graduate. You know, she's having fun. She's hanging out with friends. And
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
Okay.
And a tragic event happens, which leaves her very scarred with probably PTSD. And then it really affects her a lot, and her family issues don't help her either. And then more tragic stuff happens throughout the film, which really makes you feel bad for her. And by the end of the movie, she just... Sadly, she dies too in a tragic event as well.
What the heck? Is it live action?
Yes.
Did it win any Oscars?
No.
Was it nominated for any Oscars?
No. Probably not. I could check to see if it was on for any big awards.
No, it's okay.
Would me giving the date of the movie, would that help you?
Yeah.
2006.
Oh, come on. I don't... is it a superhero movie?
No.
A romance movie?
Nope.
Action movie?
Nope.
Comedy? Was,
nope. It was only nominated for... Its biggest award it was nominated for was the Saturn Awards.
That doesn't help.
I know, it doesn't. It was nominated for Best Horror Movie. This may help. Best DVD Special Edition Release.
Horror DVD special edition. What kind of tragic event was it?
I don't want to give that away.
Okay.
This is a franchise.
It's a franchise?
Yes.
Is it Final Destination?
Yes, but you only have one chance. Which movie is it?
I don't even know. The third one.
Yes.
Ah, I'm so good. That was hard.
Because if I said anything else to that film, it would have given it away immediately.
Yeah.
Because that's what I didn't want to say what the tragedy was or what traumatic events happened to her.
Yeah. Okay, my next movie.
Yeah, so on our eighth round now.
This young adult is... Let me think about this. This young man, you could say he's kind of stuck in a gang violence. And he gets helped by this person, which kind of like bails him out. He decides to join him. And he does, it's like the secret elite group of people.
Oh, Kingsman.
Yeah.
That was good. That was a good one. Okay. My next one. This film, it's about two rival gangs. And in this film,
Predator 2.
No.
Oh,
why are you so specific on Predator 2?
Because there's gang violence in that movie, and it's a stupid movie, and you picked a stupid movie already, so.
I guess you have a point. Anyway, in this movie, the two gangs are like nonstop just on each other. They're just won't stop beating the crap out of each other. So one of the gangs decides to get an old gang member back to settle the score, I guess you can say. But that gang member falling in love with another gang member from the Edo side, the Edo team, the Edo gang.
Romeo and Juliet.
No.
It's that one. Is it a musical?
Yes.
And I don't know what it's called. It's not Into the Heights.
No. It's definitely not In the Heights.
It's the other one. It's the other one. They're like, is it that one? Is it
that one? Yeah, but what's it called?
Isn't it getting a movie version of it?
It's getting a remake.
What is it called? You talked about this the other day, too, in one of our podcast episodes.
I think, did we?
I think we did. What is it called?
I'm not sure if we did or not, but I know we're planning on talking about it in our 2021 anticipation.
List. Yeah, that's why I remember it from. What is it called? Who's making it?
The remake?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg? We also talked about this at work, you know, because I was telling
yeah.
you.
Yeah, that's what I remember from work.
Okay, you want to know? I'm not sure that's going to help you or not, but this is what it was. Not this is what it won at the Oscars, okay?
Like the original one?
The original one.
All right.
Best music score, best film editing, best sound, best costume design and color, best set design and color, best cinematography and color, best director, best supporting actress, and best supporting actor, and then lastly, best picture. It won best.
West Side Story.
Yes.
I couldn't remember it.
That took a lot of out of you.
And my thinker's broken.
Well, this movie was kind of impressive at the time because it was talking about gang violence, and this came out in 1962. 1961, something like that. So it was really crazy for a film like that. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, this one might be a little easy thinking about it. This man, he's like a bad, kind of a bad. He'll do stuff to get what he wants.
This what he also, mean.
No, but he also means well. And he breaks into this place, and he gets caught. But before he got caught, he was like looking around because he's trying to expose this place. end up getting like infected?
Oh, District 9.
No. That's a good one, though. He gets infected and he basically starts becoming this monster type thing. And
it's not District 9?
No. Okay. And he basically, like, oh, okay, he's okay with it and everything. And so they start trying to, like, in the middle of this movie, there's, like, really no plot until the end, really. And
is it Prometheus?
No. And he basically, like, he goes throughout the movie with this thing inside of him, eating, destroying things.
Is it an alien movie?
No. And then he needs to find out that one of his other kind is there too. And he decides to destroy it because it wants to go back to its home planet and bring more home. So it can eat Earth.
What the heck?
But the guy and the monster don't want that, so they kill it. The end.
Is it Skyfall?
No. That's a good guess, though.
I bet you everyone's thinking of the James Bond movie. Not the James Bond, Skyfall. It's like a pretty different movie. So it's an alien movie, I guess.
Kind of. It's not like... yeah, it's an alien, but they don't really call it an alien. I can't tell you what it's called because it's going to give it away. It has its own name. I really don't want to give too much more away because it's going to give it away.
All right, talk about the movie to me. Give me some hints about the film.
It's live action.
Okay.
I know for sure you know the two... And I know you know the main actor, for sure. And you know the main actress in this movie. Let's say... No, it's going to get away. It was a box office success.
E.T.?
No, I want to say when it came out... It came out in the last 3 years.
What the heck?
Yeah, it came out... I want to say like 2017 or 2018 for sure. One of those two. Box office success.
That's hard. Let me think. And how? Well, give me a year. Give me a year.
A year.
Yes.
2018. I want to say 2018.
So it's not necessarily an alien?
Yeah, it's kind of like an alien. It burrows inside of the host.
Oh. Is it Venom?
Yes.
Oh. That was such a hard one.
I was about to tell you, I said the actor's name earlier in the video. I really thought that was going to get you. The name of
the legend, Tom Hardy?
Yes. Dang it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. This is our ninth round.
We've been on the ninth round.
Have we?
Yes, that was my ninth movie just now.
Oh, yeah, you're correct. Sorry, I keep getting confused.
All right. See, you should have just kept going, you starting.
I know, that's my bad. I try to switch things up. So, this movie, this girl, she's much different than everyone else because she was ways different. So she has different beliefs. And she has a talent that no one else thinks she can do for a reason I won't say because it would give the movie away. And so she goes out and she goes for her dream and she gets it. But then she has to decide does she still want that dream, even though her beliefs are different from everyone else, because everyone else doesn't agree with her beliefs?
What?
And at the end of the film, she's able to convince almost everyone to switch their beliefs to hers.
To me, it seems like people are very gullible. Is it live action?
Yes.
Bro, do you ever pick an animated movie, bro? Come on.
What?
So you need to start picking some animated movies. That'll be so much easier.
I've already done one.
I've done like four.
I've done one. I've done Beauty and the Beast. I'm not going to make it easy for you.
I don't even know this one.
You do know this one because I play it a lot. I used to.
Is it a... is it on a streaming service?
I knew it used to be on Netflix. I'm not sure if it still is.
Do we own this movie?
It's somewhere, I think.
We'll be back.
What?
I said I'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Don't cheat. Hey, don't cheat. Get away
from me. I'm right here. I haven't moved.
Shelf.
I'm not. I don't have my glasses on.
Okay. Do you... I give you some more hints.
Okay.
This film was a... I'm pretty sure it was a box office success. Like a huge box office success.
What year did it come out?
That's what I'm trying to Google right now, if I can spell.
Came out 2007.
No.
2007.
Yeah.
What came out in 2007?
It has really great reviews. Everyone thought it was going to get nominated for a lot of Oscars, and it ended up getting completely snubbed out of the awards.
Can you say any actors at all?
Nope. I can tell you, at the Golden Globes, it was nominated for Best Comedy or Musical. It was nominated for Best Actress of a Comedy or Musical, and then nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture at the Golden Globes.
It was nominated?
Yes, it did not win any of those, but it was nominated.
You said comedy is... Is it a comedy?
No. It's not a comedy. And at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, or the SAG Awards, it was nominated for Best Ensemble.
Can you give me an actress name?
I can tell you, but I don't think it's going to help you. Nikki Bosnan. Bosnan?
You're right, that didn't help.
It's rated on top 25 musicals on time. It's rated number 16.
Do I know this one?
Yes. It came out the same year as Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. It also came out the same year as Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That doesn't help me.
It doesn't. I just thought I'd say that fact.
I don't know. Hairspray?
Yes, you got it.
Oh, I'm good.
Dang, I thought I was going to get that in the bag.
I thought you did too, to be honest. It's I remember it coming out too, so that's like one of the only movies I really remember from 2007.
Dang. Well, we're on a. We now are in a final. We're in a final round now.
Okay. You ready for this toughie?
What?
You ready for this tough one right here?
Yeah, go for it.
This man and his friends. So this man. Toy Story. What?
Toy Story.
You're right.
Is that really?
No.
Oh.
So this man and his friends, they decide it would be a good idea to go do something and somewhere, I can't say, so give it away. And this place that they're at, they find this evil entity and ends up really possessing all of them and they all die.
Oh. Okay. Is it Chronicles?
No, it's a franchise.
Oh. How many movies?
In total, it has 4. I want to say it also has a TV show.
What?
Yeah. I think the TV show is like four or five seasons.
Oh my god.
And the show came out in like 2015.
The Liberian?
No. That's a good guess, though.
I saw the other day that show is still going, I want to say.
Yeah, I want to watch that show, actually.
I don't know. Let me think. So, it's possessed them?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, it is, actually.
And it's alien?
No, it's a demon monster thingy. I can't give you the main actor's name because it gives it away.
Okay. Can you give me Adam?
Do you want the year when it came out?
Yeah.
I gotta Google it.
Just tell me the movie I Google it for you, John.
No.
Insidious? No.
Came out in 1981.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's old. It's old. Dang, Rotten Tomato gave it a 95%.
I'm thinking of like 2010 plus. I'm in the wrong decade. I'm in the wrong century.
Yep.
Is it a leprechaun?
Nope. I'm looking at, let's just say, never mind. Let's get way too much away.
Is it a thing?
No. The second movie in the series has a 95% on Rotten Tomato as well.
What the heck?
Is this a horror franchise? Yes.
A horror franchise that people actually like.
We like it. And the third movie has 73% on Rotten Tomato. And the audience gave it 87%.
Oh my god. Have we watched this movie together?
We've watched the newest version of the movie, and yeah. We definitely seen basically the entire movie of all three of them.
Candyman?
No.
Oh yeah.
Does he give up?
No, sure. Crap. What do you think? When did the newest one come out?
2013.
2013. Did that one do well?
Yeah.
It's not screen. I don't know why I thought about that.
Just give up, Anthony.
No, shut up.
Let me win.
Well, you're winning right now. Anyways, let me think. Is it Evil Dead?
Which one?
That's bullcrap. Two of them are basically the exact same movie.
Which one is it?
Say the plot again.
No.
Is it a horror comedy?
I can't give you no more. You know which one is it.
You can't do that crap. Tell me, is it a horror comedy or not?
I don't remember.
You're full of crap. The first one.
Correct.
Okay. You're so full of crap, I hate you. Yeah, this next one you have to get mine to end, John.
Okay.
Okay. So, this movie, this girl, she has been thrown out from her family. Her family does not love her anymore. Do they not care about her?
No. Yeah.
They do not care about her anymore. And so, these people take her in and show her what it truly means to be yourself. And we meet a whole bunch of real people. Basically, cult-like activity. You really call it cult-like activity. And in the movie, she becomes one of the group.
Is it not the witch movie?
Which movie?
I don't know what it's called.
It's not a witch movie.
It's not about witches?
Nope.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's not even a horror movie, John. It's not even a horror movie.
It's not? Oh, you were looking the whole wrong direction, bro. What year?
I think it's going to give it away.
What year, Anthony?
2019.
What? Is it animated?
Nope, not animated.
Is it an action movie?
Okay, action movie? Like a fighting action, you said?
Yeah, like an action movie?
No.
Is it Marvel?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
It's about a girl, you said?
Yes.
Never mind. I was going to say Glass.
What? I don't know how to do anything. Okay. I give you some... we dropped some knowledge on you about this film's award thing. It was nominated for Best Original Song at the Golden Globes. And it won 6 Razzies.
6 Razzies?
It's nominated for 9. No Googling.
Of course. What even won Best Original Song last year?
It didn't win. It was nominated for Best.
I know, but I'm trying to think. What won last year? It might help me.
What won last year?
Yes.
Elton John song and Walking Man.
So what came out last year to have get nominated? Was it not nominated for any Oscars?
Nope. I tell you this. It is on IMDb. It's rated number 25 for the worst movie ever. Worst rated.
Now, can you give me an actor or actress?
Okay.
Is it a big ensemble cast?
Yes, it's a big ensemble cast.
It was nominated for 9 Razzies. How many did it win? A lot?
It won a lot, yeah.
Is it a musical?
Is it a musical?
Yes.
Oh, it's Cats.
No.
No?
No, I'm just kidding. It is Cats. It's Cats.
Oh, God. That got me messed up for a second.
It has a 2.8 out of 10 on IMDb out of 4,000 reviews. Metacritic gave it a 32. And like Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 19 or something like that. I didn't want to say any of the cast because they would have gave it away.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our final score is John with 10 points and me with 9.5. John beat me by 0.5 points. John, you are our winner.
Finally.
Yay. The last round was really hard.
Oh, yeah, from both of us.
I still had 4 more movies left, but honestly, we're just going to go to 10 because we're over an hour now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to say the other ones I had. I had Crazy Rich Asians. I had Up, Coraline, and WALL-E.
Dang.
I know. I didn't give it to you. Those ones would have been super easy. Well, should we tell them a little bit about our schedule for this next upcoming week or two?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we have a special surprise on December 25th on Christmas Day. We won't give it away, but we're going to be talking about a franchise of Christmas movies, a certain franchise. And then next Tuesday, which I want to say is the 29th, I'm not for sure, we're going to be doing a 2020 wrap-up. It's going to be a long episode. Me and John are working on it right now together because it's going to be a long one.
Sorry, this news just came out about Christopher Nolan. He said, on gaming, it's an amazing world. Christopher Nolan has stated that it would be definitely interesting in adapting one of his films into a video game.
Oh, God.
Interstellar!
Dark Knight. That's so many movies.
Those are already Dark Knight games.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Well, not Dark Knight, actually. It's
Batman.
It's Gotham. It's why am I blanking on it? Arkham. It's the Arkham Knight series. Sorry, another thing. Funko just released some new pops.
Okay, I'll go in a second.
Yeah, I just sent it to you. Okay, continue.
Okay. And so, next Tuesday, like I said, we're going to be doing a 2020 wrap-up of everything. So it's not just movies. It's going to be video games, books, songs, music, television shows, YouTube, everything.
The music industry is a little hard for us, though.
Yeah. Best Song of the Year is basically just Hamilton and The Palm. And you may be like, wait a second, those films didn't come out. Those songs didn't come out in 2020. Yes, they did. Hamilton movie came out in 2020 and Palm movie came out in 2020. So it counts. And then sometime that week on New Year's Day, we're going to have a special as well. That should be a quick episode to your thing. So, yeah. You should be expecting a lot more episodes for this next 2 weeks. Any final words you want to say, John, before we leave?
No. Just have a good Christmas break.
Yep. Have a good holiday. because we're not being, we're being politically correct here. Okay. Thank you for watching. If you guys like us, please let us know. If you have any suggestions, you can send, you can DM me on Instagram at AnthonyWasalo17. We'd be happy to hear what you guys have to say. And have a good holiday. Thank you for watching.
Thank you. Bye.